you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Dear Brea Improv, I'm sorry I didn't notice this when I was up here earlier, but can I have one microphone stand because I need to do some hands-free stuff up here? I came out, I looked at everything, I was like, this is perfect, great job. But there wasn't a microphone in my spot yet, so I didn't ask for a mic stand because why would you need a mic stand when there isn't even a mic yet? Yeah, so is one flying in?
One's coming in.
Okay, cool. It kind of felt like nobody was going to do anything. I was just going to hang out up here. There it is. Thank you so much. What's your name?
I'm John.
Hey, John. Good job. Thank you for the mic stand. This is now the rest of the show is going to go off without a hitch. Oh, fuck. This is one tight mic stand. See, this is why you have to get here early and work all this shit out. I got here at around 2, and this is, of course, a 3:30 show, and that wasn't early enough to avoid this happening. Let's see if I sit down, will it be? Oh, it's high enough. Okay, that'll work. Oh, it's Saturday, January 4, 2020. Yeah, we did it. And we are at the beautiful Brea Improv in Brea, California. And I know you guys brought some awesome name tags. Wait, now hang on a second. What the shit is this? You see it? See that guy right behind you? All that work he put into some Star Wars nonsense? This lady over here is Love Actual Lisa. This is some real effort these people are making. And then you went to some sort of event where they gave you a name tag on a lanyard, and it says Johnner. Long Beach, California. Your name is Johnner? Why do you have a name tag with the rope on it that says that?
So everyone can know my name?
So everyone will know your name. At like a particular event or just in life? An event. What was this event? Can you say?
Board game convention.
A board game convention? Okay, I'm going to hang on to this. I'm going to, Johnner, today's an intervention. You're no longer going to board game conventions. You're going to eat your pretzel sticks with some beer sauce cheese, and you're going to enjoy them, and you're going to start a new life after today. Board game convention. All right, well, we'll see if anybody picks that to play on your behalf. I don't feel strongly for you. I don't feel like it's likely when people make, you know, when Love Actualisa makes all that effort. Yeah, exactly. But there's not a lot of name tags, so we'll see how you do, Johnner. Could happen. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies, is back in Los Angeles at the UCB Franklin on Tuesday, January 14th. And there are two big shows in San Francisco as part of the SF Sketchfest on Saturday, January 18th at 4:20 at the beautiful Castro Theater. It's the Benson movie interruption of Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah, can't wait to see them try to fit that on the marquee. And on Sunday, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gateway Theater in San Francisco at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on! Wallet!
I like that wallet. There was like zero anger in that wallet. It was just like, wallet, wallet. But thank you for that. Prize bag, look at this. I got I think I actually stole this one from my girlfriend, but it's a tote bag that says Frozen on it, because we got these when we saw the touring company of the Frozen Broadway musical at the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles. And inside this beautiful tote, I've got a gift bag from our friends at Speedweed. So I'm not going to get into what's in there, but there's some fun stuff in there. And a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And, oh, this is cool. Somebody sent me a bunch of stuff from, you know, Harry and David. It's like, you could send people a bunch of snacks through the mail that I don't know how they don't get all melted and contaminated, but apparently they seal it up nice and it works. So here's a big block of fudge. Yeah, I know, right? It's just daunting to look at. I was just like, I'm either going to use this to hold the door open. It's either going to be a doorstop, or I'm going to pass it along to somebody else, because that's just too much fudge. And I was just in Austin, Texas. I did a show there at Cap City Comedy, and so I grabbed a copy of Austin Monthly, and this particular issue features the 40 top bars in Austin. Yeah. So this one guy over here is very excited about the potentiality of owning that magazine. And if someone does not match the name I chose in advance for Last Woman Stanton today, they will win the Doug Benson pin. But if they don't win it, it goes in the bag. So it's probably going to go in the bag. Because what are the odds that of all the actresses in the world, someone's going to match with me today the one actress's name that I wrote down and put into my wallet? We'll find out. We'll leave it there for now. Are you guys ready to meet our guests today? I'm very excited. One of these, well, you'll see when we get them out here. We'll talk about all the specifics. Please give it up for Sarah Weinshank, Bree Pruitt, and Amy Miller. Come on out, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Doug, and you guys.
What's up? I made sure we had like stools there for your beverages. Okay, you're good. You got
these are the nicest chairs I've ever been in on your show.
Yeah, usually they just throw whatever stools they have onto the stage, but these ones, they have a nice back, feels like a nice lumbar support.
Good for big
butts. I'm into it. Let's meet my guests individually. Starting with first-time guest, Sarah Weinshank is here, everybody.
What up?
How's it going, Sarah?
Good. I'm super excited to be here at 3:30 in the beautiful city of Brea.
Yeah, it really is all coming together for us. It's like, it doesn't get any more glamorous than this. The Golden Globes are tomorrow, many miles from here. And we're just down here celebrating movies in the purest possible way. Now, I know we've been friends for a while, Sarah, and you've never been on Doug Loves Movies. You've been on Getting Doug with High a few times, and I've done all of your many podcasts.
Yes.
But I think the reason we've avoided this day is because you don't feel like you're much of a movie trivia person.
No, I'm not a movie trivia person, but I'm a fun girl, and I'm here for fun.
Yeah, see, that's, you know, ultimately that's what we really want is...
We coached her backstage.
Just to have fun. Yeah. Is that what you told her?
Yeah, just tell him you're a fun girl.
Just have
and you're
fun.
Here for fun.
Well, now I'm convinced. Previously I thought you were very serious-minded, but now I know you're fun, and I think we'll have a good time today, regardless of your movie knowledge.
I can't wait.
We show all the time, people from the audience come up to play games at my shows, and they're all terrible. Everybody's terrible at it, so you don't have to feel bad at all.
I feel confident in my lack of movie knowledge.
I've tried to put together some games today that reward not knowing anything. Like, the person who knows the least is probably going to win today.
Yes.
That's not true. All right. Also joining us is Bree Pruitt, everybody.
I know some stuff about movies, but sometimes that stuff blends with other stuff, and I don't remember what's what. You know?
It's not, movie trivia is not important. So it doesn't, you know, you only remember the stuff you want to remember.
I'm like, is that a Paul Rudd movie or is that the Pythagorean theorem? You know, it all blends in the same pot of knowledge in my brain. Pot's a hell of a drug.
Oh, so you're saying that you think weed hampers your triviological abilities?
I think weed puts it all on a very level playing field. All things seem as important. I'm like, oh, Amy's birthday was a few days ago. Oh, Alan Tudyk is a person, you know? Same kind of value to both of those facts.
She didn't text anybody about either thing.
Sorry.
I'm just excited. It's early in the day for two dicks, but we heard it. We heard you say it.
Love it.
Good old Two Dicks. That guy, he was on this show once, and I like him very much, but maybe he doesn't like that I call him Two Dicks.
You don't think so?
I don't think he likes it, but...
Better than one?
I don't know.
Right? It's a compliment. It's a compliment, but some people don't understand that.
That's what I'm saying.
That word is tricky.
One dick's enough.
Is that a movie?
That's what I said about booking this show today.
Yeah.
Hey. And also joining us, one of your favorite guests of all time, it's Amy Miller.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say? Do I look any older or anything?
Why, did you just have a birthday?
Yes.
When?
December 31st.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
That's not what you say.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Doug.
Why didn't I catch it day of? Did I say happy birthday day of? I said it the day after, I think, on social media.
Oh, yes, you did say it on Twitter. Oh, okay, that's good. I like it public.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, this is semi-public. It's not as public as Twitter, but some people listen to this, and Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You did it. Is that a fucked up birthday, the New Year's Eve birthday?
It's fine now. It was fucked up when I was a kid because my family would just go out and leave me with a babysitter.
Yeah.
But now it's fine because people are on a real party train. Christmas to New Year's. You can do a party on like the 27th or whatever, and people are like, oh, I've been drunk for 2 weeks. Let's do it. It was fine. Well, now that I'm a comic, I'm usually working, so that's good.
Yeah, you're having a working birthday?
Greg Proops. Yeah, it was fun. It's fine. Oh, I don't know.
You were with Proops in San Francisco?
Yes, yeah. For New Year's Eve.
Yeah, he's there for New Year's every year. And yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
He likes festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He sends me pictures like Happy New Year and a picture, but I don't get the joke.
What's the picture of?
Just he'll send me a picture of some random thing and just be like Happy New Year, and I'm like, what am I missing?
Is it like an artsy photo that he took that he thinks is cool?
I'll show you one in a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll pull one up in a second because I now that we brought it up, I do want to.
It's just his
I do want to try
asshole.
To get to the bottom. Of
it's just his close-up asshole.
It's a dick and balls picture that Greg Proops sends out. He's so classy.
You're like, why did Greg Proops send me a close-up photo of Mars?
No, but it's almost like that. Wait, I'll show you in a second.
Okay. We'll show all of you, too.
Yeah, we'll show. I'll show everybody. But first, we have to discuss what everybody brought for the old prize bag. Bree, what have you got over there?
I brought one of my tote bags and one of my T-shirts, only in king and queen sized. I only have extra large.
King and queen?
Because I think that I only make fat people sized shirts because thin people have had enough of advantages in this society. So thank you.
Yes,
yes, fats in the audience. I'm here for it. So here, these are my old shirts. I grew my bangs out, so they're not relevant anymore. I also brought some earbuds.
Oh, that's nice.
In the bag, yeah.
Woohoo.
Pass that stuff down. Thank you very much.
Are you looking for the photo?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I didn't mean to get distracted. I should be
hosting. Do I say what I brought?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, I brought
Sarah.
This hat from Absolute Extracts.
Oh, nice.
Okay, yay.
That's a nice hat.
Is it made out of hemp?
Snapback?
Is it a hemp hat?
I don't know.
But
it's
it is
nice
very
hat.
Nice. It's very nice, yeah.
It's
excellent.
Cute.
You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
Amy, what do you have?
I brought this gift bag from Mary Kay that was forced on me by my sister, who is a part of multiple MLMs. It's called Satin Hands. It's a three-step process. Do your hands feel like shit? Mary Kay. Do your hands feel like you do manual labor, but you mostly just watch movies? Mary Kay. Satin Hands. You can also use it on your feet. It's like a scrub and then a lotion. It's great.
Satin feet?
Feel how soft my hands are.
Nice.
Mary Kay.
AB, did you see Once Upon a Time in ... Hollywood?
Yes, I did. And actually, on the drive over today, which was approximately 6 hours, I listened to the soundtrack, and it's so good.
Yeah, but do you think it's proper for Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate to go see a matinee of the movie she's in and straight up take her shoes and socks or whatever she had on completely off and put her bare feet up on the seat in front of her?
Of course I don't, Doug. No. I don't think shoes should be off at the movies or on an airplane. No, this is not your house. Keep them shits on. Unless you've softened your feet with Mary Kay. And then...
Well, that's what made me think of it because, you know, Tarantino, he loves feet. He's
yeah.
so into feet. And it's just like, that's the only reason she does it is because he just wants to stare at her feet for a day.
Yeah, he jams them into weird places.
That wasn't right in that movie.
He jams feet into weird places.
Shouldn't have said
All
that.
All right, Amy. Like, so he said, Greg sent me this picture and then the caption, Happy Holidays.
So it's a kitten, but a Photoshopped kitten. on top of a table in Chicago and then a child with a scarf. It really doesn't make any sense.
What's
just
the,
show this like front row.
Why is he, I feel like, did he pick this for me or is this a picture he sends to everybody?
As Bree mentioned, pot is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. You just think anything's a perfect Christmas card.
It's really weird.
I wonder if he photoshopped that himself.
I don't know.
He
might
have used like a little sticker.
I feel rude asking a question because it's just like, it feels like that's the whole presentation. I'm supposed to understand it. And then just be like, why did you send me this? To wish you a happy holiday, you dumbass. You know, like,
I hope you, moving forward, you send them all to me also because I want to see.
All right. Yeah, I'll forward them to you. And then you can post them on your socials and criticize it.
We'll make an Instagram, Greg Proops texts, and just put up his photos.
I like it. I got a couple of things I want to do before we get to the game portion today. Amy, first of all, let's do the question I always ask. What was the last movie that you saw?
I just watched a Netflix original, In the Shadow of the Moon. Did you watch that?
Oh, I have seen that.
It was good.
I saw that on the big screen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the biggest name is Michael C. Hall, which is not a huge name.
Yeah, and he's got kind of a supporting role and has kind of a, what's his accent supposed to be in that? Like
Philly.
Philadelphia
which
accent.
Which is truly hard to do.
But he does it.
Yeah, he does it well.
He goes for it.
He slips in and out, but it's pretty good.
He makes the effort.
Get a hoogie.
That's the important thing.
Go get a hoogie.
Yeah. The main guy is the guy that played the bad guy, Boyd something. He played the bad guy in Logan. And,
oh, okay.
And I think he's a good actor, and it's an interesting movie.
It's good,
did
yeah.
You like
it's like
it?
Sci-fi, time travel, kind of social justice-y, what else? Dad-daughter stuff.
Yeah, it's a whatchamahoo's
it. I did like
it's a whatchamahoo's it.
Although there's a lot of chasing and fighting.
You don't like that?
I'm not into it. I just fast forward now. So I saw that movie in like 40 minutes. It was great.
Do watch Six Undercover with Ryan Reynolds because you'll fast forward through every moment of the movie.
Oh, perfect.
You'll just zip through it and be like, well, that was fun. That was like watching somebody play a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the talking parts of In the Shadow of the Moon are really good. You should watch it.
Okay.
Just the talking parts.
That's all I really saw.
What about you, Sarah? What was the last movie you saw?
Marriage Story.
See, you're great at this.
Yeah, you said a movie.
You totally answered that question without hesitation. And you enjoyed it?
I cried the whole fucking time.
How funny is that scene with Martha Kelly?
So funny.
She's very funny in it.
The best.
Yeah, she makes it.
Yeah, really funny scene. Although a scene I don't really want us to ever see again.
No, and we can't really talk about because it gives kind of a lot away.
You think it's a spoiler?
I think it's a big scene that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, the whole movie's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah, calling it Marriage Story is a real switcheroo because it is fucking Divorce Story.
Yeah, yeah.
And a very unpleasant one at that, yeah. It's a shame. People shouldn't get divorced or married.
It's like if... Yeah. It's like if L.A. Story was about Brea.
That's exactly what it's like.
Just no relation whatsoever.
So we'll see tomorrow night, the Golden Globes. Maybe Marriage Story will win some shit and be on its way to some Oscar action. I do like Adam Driver very much.
Me too.
I think he's very... I thought that was one thing I felt the movie was a little... Not bad about, but it was a little off. That it felt like... It just... Even though he was more the jerk in the relationship, they really seemed to go out of their way to make him more sympathetic than ScarJo.
Right?
And I thought that was odd. Like he has more screen time. He has more scenes of being desperate and sad. Well... They just cut to her singing a song at a party. But but she does do a good job, too. So, we'll see what happens. Because she's also really good in Jojo Rabbit. So she might get one of those double noms.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, crazy.
Nom, nom, nom. Mm-hmm.
just two.
Just have fun.
Nom, nom.
Two noms.
Bree, what was the last movie you saw?
I've been sick for 4 days, so I've just been on a wild marathon.
Oh, shit.
Crazy shit, you guys. I saw Dinner with Schmucks for the first time.
What?
Right, wow,
that's how sick you were. Is that you're like, Dinner for Schmucks sounds good right about now.
Trolling Amazon Prime. Just getting deep in there, you guys. Dinner with Schmucks into Always Be My Maybe, into Whoa. Detective Pikachu.
Oh!
Into Whoa. Last Black Man in San Francisco.
You know, I would say Prime...
Pikachu's the first yellow man in San Francisco.
I will say Prime is maybe the best at, like, suggestion wormholes. Where, like, one time I just, like, for, oh, you might also like this, better than the other services. One time I watched 3 movies in a row, and by the third, I realized Bob Balaban's in all of them, and that's the only reason. And they were all very good, but it's like, you know, I appreciate that. You just let it roll. Have a Balaban afternoon, you know what I mean? Do you use Prime?
Can I guess what the 3 movies were?
Yes.
This is fun.
Ooh, this is a reverse game.
Ooh, but I want to see mostly if you guess what I started with, the one that I chose.
Oh, because Balaban was in all of them, though?
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept bringing you more Balaban.
Yep. But they didn't say that explicitly.
Right. You have to figure it out. You have to see what... Like, sometimes I'll watch 3 or 4 movies in a row and go, I guess every one of those had a mouse in it or something. Or a rat. Okay, so... Was one of the 3 movies The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
No.
Hmm. Was one of those 3 movies Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No.
Hmm. Was one of those movies...
Oh, okay.
Last Balaban standing.
The one I started with co-stars an actress you already mentioned today.
Oh, I mentioned an actress?
I don't remember. ScarJo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I don't.
He's in a movie with ScarJo.
Getting involved.
Yeah.
I love it. You're doing great.
And I am apologizing as I'm getting involved.
Isle of Dogs.
No.
You
want me to just
they were
tell
both
you?
In that. Okay. Yeah. Just tell us.
I started with Ghost World.
Oh, that's good.
He's so good in that.
Yeah.
And now I can't remember what the other 2 movies were.
If I'd have thought of them, you would have...
Yeah.
If I'd have said them, you'd remember.
For sure.
Were they comedies?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And lighthearted romps.
Christopher Guest ones, either of them?
No, that's also weird.
Because he's in
weird.
Most of the Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah.
Now I know Bob Balaban is because of the Christopher Guest.
He's the best, very underrated.
Yeah, yeah, he's
Which
very
one
funny.
Is he?
He's very good.
He's a small man with glasses who's bald and...
Yeah,
he's
usually
like,
pretty,
I'm your nerdy dad.
Or
I speak trepidatiously.
Yes, yes.
Really?
Did you watch The Politician on Netflix?
Only the first episode.
Because he's in that.
Oh.
Yeah.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
He really fades into shit, I gotta tell you.
He's
know?
A real fader, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Like, he's so good, people don't know that
we
they
take
even saw
him for granted.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's terrific. Where are we? I mean, I know I'm in Brea, but...
I told you what movies I saw.
You
asked
did?
Us all.
Yeah.
You are, okay, we did that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's out of the way. Now, impressions. Does anybody do a good one? Of anybody. I'd love it to be a movie star, but TV, advertisements, people you've worked with. Anybody that you do a good impression of.
Are you asking the audience or us?
I have one.
I'm asking the heavens. I'm putting this out.
I have
to
one,
the universe.
But I don't know if you remember that we have a standing deal that if I do it, you have to give me $50.
What? I do not remember this deal.
This is recorded on your podcast. I can prove it.
Somebody over there is backing you up on this.
See?
Somebody in the audience says it's true.
From the 12 Guests of Christmas.
I said every time I heard it, I'd give you $50.
No, just
every
if
time
I,
you did it.
If I did it once.
Oh, and you did it? Do it that one time?
Nope, I refused.
Because you're holding out for the $50.
Yes. No, I was holding out for other reasons.
Oh, this
but
is
then you said if you do it in the future, I'll give you $50, right?
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm in. Let's do it.
Okay, this is Mark Wahlberg.
by Daniel Van Kirk. Okay, ready? How you guys doing? Doing good? That good? This is the easiest money I ever made.
And you couldn't do it that last time because Dan Van Kirk was there?
Because he had already done it.
Oh, I see. I don't know why I offered up $50 for
me
that.
Me either.
That's crazy. Will you take $100? I only have $100 bills.
Yes.
Do it all again, right. Amy.
Yeah, give me two. Make it worth my money.
Yeah. How you guys doing? You doing good?
You doing good? You doing good?
How you guys doing?
How you guys doing?
You doing good? You doing good?
I want to do it now.
Doing good?
Look good, feel good.
Look good, feel good.
Look good,
doing
feel good.
How you guys doing? Doing good? Doing good?
Does anybody else have any impressions that aren't going to cost me any money?
All right, I got one.
Okay.
I have a rare female walk-in.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like a female walk-in.
Yeah. Hey, Doug. Hey, Doug. What are you doing, Doug? Hey. Doug. That's it.
Okay, you got my attention. Now do the impression.
I like how much you say Doug in it. It's so good. It's
hey, Doug. Doug.
Hey, Doug. Doug. What are you doing, Doug? Doug.
What are you doing?
Doing, Doug.
Okay, Sarah.
I like it when he goes low.
Yeah, do you have any impressions? No pressure, you don't have to.
No, I don't. If there's no pressure, then the answer is no.
That's not, you never play around with doing voices like cartoon characters or anything like that?
Oh, I play around.
Yeah.
This feels like this seems...
Like it should be, you got to do it, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Can't be a half-assed impression.
Yeah.
Not all if right. You're a fun girl, you know?
I am a fun girl.
Yeah, okay. fun girls do whatever impressions the boys ask for.
Okay, I'll yes! be a fun girl. Sorcery, J.K. Rowling.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I like that. I like the immediate reveal at the end.
Yeah. I just said
no, you didn't
sorcery.
Make us guess who was that.
Yeah, I tell you guys
J.K.
the answers,
Rowling.
Okay? You weren't expecting me to say sorcery in a British accent. By the time you processed it, it was already done.
Yeah.
Fun girl.
It's all over.
So fun.
It's a fun girl thing.
Well, I have a something I would like all the fun ladies on this panel to try. I'd like you to think of, somebody brought this up when I was on Periscope today, and I really enjoyed it. This is called Doug Loves Muppets.
Ooh.
Yeah, and what I'd like each of you to do, if you can, you know, no, again, no pressure, but think of an actual existing movie that you would like to see remade with Muppets, and which Muppets would play the key roles. I'll give you an example. I'd like to see Full Metal Jacket with Muppets, and it would be called, of course, Full Muppet Jacket. And I jotted down some ideas. I think Gomer should be played by Fozzie Bear. Yeah, right? And
yeah.
I think the sergeant that's always yelling at everybody, that's Sam the Eagle.
Yes.
And the prostitute that says, me love you long time, that's Janice. from the band Dr. Tooth and the Electric Mayhem. Do you guys have any ideas?
Yeah. I got one too.
What do you got?
Okay. Well, I thought a Marriage Story because we were talking about.
Oh,
that.
Perfect. With Muppets.
Here's what
I love
doing.
It. Muppet Story.
Miss Piggy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, obviously.
Obs.
Because she's off her fucking rocker.
Sure.
Actress.
Yes, she's an actress. Okay, Adam Driver. This is going to seem a little bit anti-Semitic, and this is not how I mean it, but Gonzo. Okay. I'm sorry. And the
being alone.
And their child will be played by that little Kermit. What's his name?
Oh, I know, baby Kermit.
He's so cute.
I'm five.
Yeah, he
I'm
has
a big
a name.
Frog now.
Dude,
I'm
I can't
five.
Remember his name.
Fuck
not. It's like Kermit's little friend.
Tiny Tim in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's adorable. He's kind of Baby Yoda-like.
Yes.
OG Baby Yoda vibes, certainly.
Mm-hmm. But Kermit doesn't really say that they're, like, related, although, like, obviously they're related. Why has this not been explained? He's like, oh, I happen to know another small frog.
Yeah, okay. he's just sort of an all-purpose child frog.
Yeah.
That they just bring in when they need one, and then they dismiss him. Who knows what kind of conditions they keep him in.
Yeah, kind of how they treat their kid in Marriage Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's rough.
Questionable conditions.
It's rough. What do you think, Sarah?
What's Uncut Gems. Miss Piggy's playing Adam Sandler.
Oh, wow. That's some interesting...
We're mixing it up, okay? And you mm-hmm. know who's going to play the hot love interest that's going to help Miss Piggy commit crimes?
Mm-hmm.
Kermit. Kermit's going to be the eye candy. I'm going to put Gonzo in there. You got to have Gonzo. I think he's going to be... Kevin Garnett. That's what I'm seeing.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a
winning
really
lineup.
Weird, really weird movie.
Yeah, Miss Piggy is Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah. If I could greenlight that project, I would.
I would.
Bree?
Yeah. Get ready.
Okay.
Okay, imagine... Okay, the film is Eyes Wide and Googly.
Okay. We like that. We like
Eyes
that.
Wide Shut with... Because I just... And I don't really remember that much about that movie except for the orgy scene. So I'm just thinking of a felt orgy, you know, where all those fucking arms are flailing all over the place, you know, and you like open a door and you see Gonzo and all his fucking chickens, you know, he's doing all kinds of unspeakable things in there.
Yeah.
And also his face is shaped like a lot of those masks already. So it seems like that would be...
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Dang, Gonzo's our
fit.
Bob Balaban in this.
Really? There's something for Gonzo to do in any... In any adaptation.
He's in everything.
Yeah, he's great. He does his own stunts. You just have to put up with all the poultry on the set because he really does hang out with a lot of chickens. Well, this has been a great first installment of Doug Loves Muppets. And in the future, when I say Doug Loves Muppets, I want everyone in the audience to do a Miss Piggy karate sound.
Hi-yah!
Yeah, like that.
That right. was yeah.
I had another
impressive.
One.
Yeah, let's try one. Doug Loves Muppets.
Hi-yah!
Oh my God, that's gonna be great.
That's so good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Everybody's
see,
got it.
What I love about these things now is the people on stage that are my guests are always really thrown by the whole audience making a noise all together at the same time just because of some cue that I gave them. So it's super fun. So that's I'll bring back Doug Loves Muppets.
Alan Tudyk's going to be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Poor Tudyk's. All right, so now that all of that is out of the way, I could say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. Some folks fashioned some name tags. Another person didn't really make anything, but he still brought
Me?
Something.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll do that.
Amy's
I'll do that
one. On one, so that's
Will
very
you bring
exciting.
It up?
Amy's already got hers.
We
so yes, Sarah and Bree, just go pick who you want to play for. Just grab the name tag. Somebody's offering
Somebody put 20 bucks on that one.
There's
Brie.
20 bucks over there if you
God
want
damn it.
And while
Sarah,
you decide who
cash.
You're going to play for, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
I want the one with the cash. I don't even know what that is.
Hey, everybody. There's no sponsors this episode, so I'd just like to take a moment to talk to the good people of Florida. That's right, Florida. I'm coming back soon. I'll be in Tampa at the Improv there doing stand-up on Thursday, February 27th. And then on March 1st, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Ontario, Orlando Improv. Orlando. I mean, I'll go to the Ontario Improv again sometime, but that's out in California. Oh, well. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. That was fast. That was fast and fun. Who are you playing on behalf of, Amy Miller?
I'm playing on behalf of Natalie, and this is Natalie Legally Blonde. And I'm Reese Witherspoon, and look who my doggy is. It's you, Doug.
Oh, look at that.
That's amazing. Well done.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a cute dog.
Just terrifying.
Is that the same one from Must Love Dugs? No. Sarah?
I have no clue what's happening. I'm seeing Jeff Tate. It's
but there's
Steve.
$20 on there.
Steve, Enter the Dragon. I'm paying for Steve.
And for his $20.
And I don't know anything
that's
about
yours
this
to keep.
Movie.
That's you can just pocket the $20.
Really?
Bucks.
Yeah. You don't have ice to know.
Yeah, you don't even know. You don't need to know anything about Enter the Steven.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I just take this $20 and call it.
Yeah.
Just keep it.
I mean,
it.
You still stick
it's
around. Yeah.
I'll be in the green room.
You could win. You never know. Anything could happen. Bree, who are you playing on
I'm
behalf
playing
of?
For Brandy, who made this beautiful When Harry Met Brandy poster, which I chose for New Year's Eve implications. Because when you realize the person you want to be with for the rest of your life, you want that to start as soon as possible. Pretty good. Wow. Billy Crystal, too. I got them all. I got them all.
I'll have what Bree's having.
Waiter, there's too much pepper in my poppycock.
Oh, the impressions keep coming. Okay, so yeah, just put your name tags on the ground where I could see them, and then that way I'll know who you're playing for. Oh, you also got some Reese's Pieces
Reese's
on yours.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
And Doug is on there as
Meg
Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You're the person he wants to spend the rest of his life with.
Yeah.
You'll have what you're having.
Okay. This first game we're going to play, anybody can win. It's totally doable. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. I will say the title of a motion picture, and the first one of you to repeat it back to me completely and correctly wins the game.
Okay.
I know that this is an episode on easy mode, and I don't care. Let's repeat shit.
I mean, there's still, all three of you still have to compete with one another.
Yes.
Even though it feels easy, there's still only one winner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all fun girls. We're always ready.
This movie is called Ladies and Gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I lost.
It's not called Ladies and Gentlemen, I'm Lost.
I knew it.
Ladies, so what I do is I go back to the beginning of the title whenever there's a guess, and then as soon as somebody gets it right, we have a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Staines.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Staines.
Baby is our winner.
What the hell
what
is that?
That?
That's the actual title of a movie that starred a young Diane Lane. Ooh. And she was in like a kind of a punk rock kind of a band called The Staines. And so the movie is called Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Staines.
Wow.
Ooh, there you go. So see, Amy won that.
Yeah, Amy won.
Nobody's ever heard of that movie.
Not easy.
It was so and easy yet, that it was hard.
Yeah. You can't overthink.
There should be a version of Jeopardy where they just say the answer and first person who just repeats it back gets the points. But probably won't ever happen. Not while Alex is still in control.
No.
Yeah, when he's gone, I'm going to get in there.
This is Jeopardy.
I'm going to change all the rules. Yeah, the audience is going to be yelling out shit through the whole show.
Hi-ya! And now it's time for Double Hi-ya! Jeopardy.
Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
And that's the Daily Double. We love farmers.
Sorcery. That's J.K. Rowling again.
I love when she stops by and just says sorcery.
Yeah. She's a fun girl, too.
Hey, J.K. Rowling, what are these Harry Potter books about?
Sorcery.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what they might be about. All right. I'm just stalling right now because it's 18 minutes after 4, and I'm wondering, you know, what I'm going to do when it turns 4:20, because I can't really smoke here on stage. Yeah, I know. It's a bummer.
What do you do when you're on a plane?
That's what same thing I might do here today. I might have to leave for a minute. I haven't missed smoking right at 4:20. I haven't not done that for over 20 years now.
That's insane.
Yeah. Amazing.
No, I'm pretty sure a lot of those days I didn't. Now that I think about it, it was more like every day at 4:20, I think, oh, I wish I could smoke right now. That's been going for about 20 years.
Probably also happens like at 5:20 and 6:20.
Oh, yeah, all the 20s.
2020.
Yeah, that's why that person brought a $20 bill attached to Sarah's name tag. This next game... Jeez, it's 4:19 right
now. So suspenseful. What are you going to do?
I got to host this show. I can't leave the ship. I think this club is super cool and that they would, you know, let me hit a vape. Maybe I should like step off stage to do it, but that'd be nice and quick. You got one ready to go?
Are you saying this club's a fun girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, this club's a fun girl.
Fun girls all the time for me. That's what I'm all about.
Is it even 4:20 yet? For the listeners, Chug's behind a curtain. Under a ladder.
He's got his eye on us, though.
Sorcery.
Oh, that is good. Thank you.
Wow.
That guy's a real lifesaver.
What a guy.
Ritual is important.
That really threw me off, though.
Witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. I've kind of lost track of where we are, so let's start at the top. Hey, 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 everybody. This next game is called, thank you again, this game is a brand new game, and it's called First Wives. And this is based on the popular motion picture, The First Wives Club. Okay. Amy, you won the first game, so you get to go first. I'm going to name a movie, and then Amy has to guess whether that movie had Diane Keaton, Bette Midler, or Goldie Hawn in it. And if Amy misses, then Sarah gets a chance to steal, and then Bree, and just goes around like that, and it's a lot of fun. Especially if you just vaped very hard behind a curtain. Amy, which one of those ladies was in a motion picture called The One and Only Genuine Original Family Band?
I'm going to go with Bette Midler because of the musical reference.
Incorrect!
Fuck you, Doug.
Fun girl, Sarah.
Okay.
Which one of the two remaining do you think was in that?
Diane Keaton?
Incorrect. Bree?
Oh, shit.
I was going to pick Goldie Hawn. I swear to God.
Well, it still works either way. You get 1 point for right. Goldie Hawn.
She's just in so many
Goldie Hawn
campy-ass movies. It seems like something she'd do.
Well,
sounds campy.
I wish you hadn't said that. I wish you hadn't said that, because the next title is Campy Ass Village. No. So Bree got the points. We're back to you, Amy. Okay. The movie is called The Sugarland Express.
Oh. Okay.
Mm. Who was in that?
I'm going to say Goldie Hawn.
That is correct.
Fun girls, fun girls,
fun girls.
That was Steven Spielberg's first motion picture for the big screen. And starred Goldie Hawn, yeah. All right, we're moving over to Sarah Weinshank.
I'm feeling it.
You feel it now?
Yeah.
Cool.
And by it, that's I mean awesome. Fun.
Goldie, Bette, or Diane? Everyone says I love you.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Do you think you could guess one of the three options?
One of the three babes.
Yes.
I'm going Bette.
See, it's that easy. All you got to do is just pick one and hope that it's the right one. Incorrect. Bree?
Oh, shit. I thought she was right.
I did too.
I did too for a second there.
Everyone, what was the movie, Doug?
It's called Everyone Says I Love You.
Keaton?
No. Amy.
Love this movie. Goldie Hawn!
That's right.
What's
it's
that movie?
A musical.
It's a Woody Allen movie, so we can't watch it anymore.
Ooh. Yeah, it's no longer. We're all pretending it doesn't
out.
Exist. What did Terry Gilliam do?
Oh, you should read up.
Jesus, I can't keep up with all these assholes.
Sorcery.
Another asshole. Oh, yeah,
truly.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K.?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. She's just kidding.
I'm J.K.
J.K.! Always yeah. J.K.
J.K. all day.
Whose turn is it?
Amy's.
No, Amy got that one right, so
that's
it
mine.
Moves over to Sarah. This is your chance
Here
to get
go.
On the board, Sarah. Which one of these ladies was a star of a motion picture called The Banger Sisters? The Banger Sisters. Not affiliated with the motion picture. Motion?
motion
the
pictures.
Sisters Brothers.
Right. I'm going Goldie Hawn.
That is correct! You did it!
You did it!
Thank you so much.
We got a three-way tie here in this game that doesn't matter. Because we still got one more game to play. It's really going to determine the winner. But let's go to Bree and see if she can tell me who was in a movie called Hawaii. Hawaii.
Hawaii? That sounds like Goldie.
Sounds like a Goldie move to you?
Yeah, it sounds like a Goldie move. She looks good on a beach. And she's got the blonde hair.
famously very Hawaiian. And
no matter how much you talk about it, it's not going to make her be in that movie. That is incorrect. Amy?
I'm going with Bette Midler.
That is right.
Wow. From
Bette
Hawaii.
Bette Midler is correct.
She is?
She is.
Oh.
Uncredited in the film. She's uncredited even.
Wow.
Yeah. She just walks around.
Then how'd you find out about it?
Well, because I am aware of something called IMDb. Because I
you
am DB.
So stupid still.
Amy's got 2 points. We're going to Sarah.
All right.
Scarecrow in a Garden of Cucumbers.
What?
Is the real name of a movie. Which one of those ladies was in Scarecrow in a Garden of Cucumbers?
Bette.
Yeah, I love how you said it with such authority. That is correct.
All right.
You did it.
Man, that sounds
Thank
like a...
Thank you so much.
Paycheck if I ever heard one.
Yeah. I'm in the Garden of Scarecrow with a cucumber. What? Sorcery.
Bree.
Yeah. I wish I had a catchphrase.
Oh, we can get you one. We could find one for you.
Hey, dog.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Dog.
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 What are you doing?
Dog.
Dog. What are you doing? You guys can all do it, see?
Are you hosting?
Hey,
what are you doing?
Hey, dog.
Yeah, yeah, you can do
The motion picture, Brie, it's your chance to make it a 3-way tie if you get this. Scenes from a Mall.
Bette Midler.
That is correct.
It's another Woody one, but I knew that one.
Yep. Yeah, I think they've all worked for Woody Allen. Yeah, they definitely have. All right, we got a 3-way tie. Where are we, Amy? Which one of these ladies was in the classic motion picture? What Women Want?
Diane Keaton.
No. Sarah.
Fuck, I should know this. I'm going Han.
No.
Fuck.
Bree. Oh.
Bette Midler.
That is correct.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Helen Hunt.
Let's take a break for a second and talk about what women want.
Okay.
I mean, when they flipped the genders and did it with Taraji P. Henson, it was the same deal. I have the same complaint, but it makes even more sense with the Mel Gibson version. If he can hear every thought that every woman around him is having. Like, there's one scene where he hears a lot of them all at once, but they do each take their moment to have a thought.
One thought.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't his head just be anytime he's around any woman, 1,000 thoughts would be coming at him and not just one very specific, his eyes are blue.
Yes, you have to figure out how to focus like Tyler Henry, Hollywood Medium. He's getting the messages all the time. But you have to, like,
Tyler
tune in.
Henry.
It's like, you know, it's like a radio frequency.
Yeah. Empaths know.
Yeah.
Empaths and Tyler Henry.
Yeah, that guy in What Women Want, he's no empath. He really fights it. He's really upset that he's hearing all these thoughts from these women. It's giving me a headache. All right, whose turn is it?
Amy.
Mine.
Yeah.
Yes, you said bet.
Yeah. I said bet.
All right, Amy, this is your chance to catch up to Brie.
Okay.
Which one of those ladies is in The Women?
Diane Keaton.
No.
Fuck you, dog.
Goldie Hawn.
No.
Oh, shit.
And Bree Pruitt steps up to the mound. Come in, line drive. Is it Bette Midler?
That is correct. You win this game. You did it, Bree Pruitt.
I love Bette.
Would you like to make a speech?
I love Bette Midler. You know, she was her class president in Hawaii, where she's from. She sings. She's very active on Twitter. Great follow.
Oh, maybe that's why she's in the movie called Hawaii.
But, that's what I was thinking.
But uncredited. She was just walking down the beach one day. Because that's where she's from. Neat. Okay.
Who would have guessed?
That was a fun learning moment. Now we're going to play... What's that?
I said aloha.
Wait, but I don't know if you're arriving or leaving.
Aloha,
that word
sorcery.
Is so confusing. Hello, sorcery. Goodbye, sorcery.
Yes.
Okay. This game that we're going to play to determine who wins all the prizes is called Last Woman Stanton. Oh, hey, quick question. Applaud if you live in Brea.
Okay. Nice.
Good wow. for you. Applaud if you walked here. Oh, okay. Couple? Okay, cool. Just curious.
I want to know where everybody else lives. Don't really yell it out, though.
Just tell us later.
I said I'm curious.
Fullerton's hella close, though, right? Yeah. Who thinks they came the farthest to be here today?
Me, from Glendale.
Yeah, we all came down from up north.
Yeah.
Up in the north country. Okay. So only one person that I caught on my social media reached out to me with a suggestion for this, but hopefully it'll work out. Where is Aces High 9?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What, it's like a group of people? Yeah, right. Oh, okay. But you're all just helping out?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, okay. Yeah, remind me when we're done to say Jeremy's spoken. I'll do a good Eddie Vedder impression for everybody.
Smoking?
Huh?
Jeremy smoking?
Spoken.
Oh, maybe... That'd be, yeah, because I just looked at him and asked.
He looks high as fuck.
Oh, you assume he's smoking?
This guy is stroking and smoking. Yeah. What's up?
He high. High.
Well, that's another fun one. I never asked that question. Who's high? Applaud if you're high right now.
Good job,
okay, we
everybody.
Have some officers in the back. You saw them. You know where they're at. Go ahead and give them some spare change and a pat on the back, because you're the best people. Did you say what your actual name is, Jeremy? Yes, you did. Isn't that fun when you think of the answer before you get to the end of a sentence? You just toss it in there. Okay, so he's going to suggest a woman, right?
Yeah.
You got a woman. He's going to suggest an actress's name. I like to play along in this game, so I don't know what he's going to say. And then we'll take turns naming movies that person was in. Bree won that last thing, right? All right, so we'll start with Bree, then we'll go to Sarah, Amy, me. And if you can't think of a movie, you can go to your lifeline once. Your lifeline is the person whose name tag you chose. The person who gave you those delicious Reese's Pieces, Bree. Jeremy?
Oh, yeah.
Selma Hayek. What happened?
A little spill.
Did somebody break something? Okay, Selma Hayek. I'm not feeling that the game is going to last for very long.
How dare you?
I mean, she's great.
Yeah.
Great actress.
Amazing.
Great person.
Great rack.
Humanity.
All right. She's
a fun girl.
She is.
She's fun. She's a fun girl. Selma.
We can get through a lot.
You think? You confident? Or do you want... Because we could get a second
good.
Name from somebody.
How do you feel, Sarah?
I got one.
She's okay. Got one. She's excited. She's got one. What do you think, Bree?
I'm feeling okay about it.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
That was weird flex, Jeremy. We got your first name.
I mean, I'm curious now, yeah. Now that he says that. Jeremy, what's that?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
nothing.
All right,
fucking
Selma.
Pete Davidson? That's the only name.
I was going to say, I can name all the comics
Beckinsale
dated.
Projects that I know.
Name comedians that have been in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a tricky one. I mean, she's worked a lot, but I off the top of my head, both these names are not easy. So I'm gonna go ahead and accept them both. So
whoa,
yeah,
okay,
you heard me. But also, Pin's going in the prize bag because he did not match me on the name that I have written in my wallet. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Instead of a brick wall with improv on it, like all the improvs, it's a video wall of a video image of a brick wall with the word improv in it. I mean, that's how far we've come. That's how far we are in the future, is like we can make fake brick walls where there used to be real brick walls. We should do just a projection along the Mexican border of a wall, because nobody's trying to run through this wall or get into whatever part of Orange County is on the other side of this wall. Everyone's happy on this side of the wall.
But we'll still put
this wall works.
On it.
It works, yes. Every few feet, it'll say improv on it. People can stand in front of it and do stand-up or sketch shows. Break into the business that way. All right. That was dumb. Okay. Here we go. Who did I say is going first? Brie?
Yeah. You ready?
All right. Yeah, a movie.
Selma Hayek
with
is where
any
I'm going to
start. Selma Hayek or Kate Beckinsale.
I'm going to go Frida to start. Frida.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
Yeah,
love it.
That's really,
love it.
Really good. Really
so
good. Really good work. Sarah?
Selma Hayek's in this movie called Fools Rush In.
She sure is.
I've been sitting on that.
With Chandler from Friends.
Yes.
Yeah, they were both very hot at the time. Movie didn't
She's
work out
still
so
hot.
Good.
Yeah.
I meant popular, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chandler.
Chandler Bing. Amy?
I'm going to say Dogma.
Oh, okay. You got a nice set of a guy in the crowd. Nice. Sweet choice. I'm going to go with, when somebody's in one of the greatest movies of all time, you just want to say it and then move on from there. Wild Wild West.
Oh, damn.
Brie?
Fucking shit. Brandy, how you doing? Good? You got me?
Oh, you're already going to your lifeline?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to think about it for a second?
Well, I got
what
this
about
movie.
About Kate Beckinsale?
I don't know shit about Kate Beckinsale. I know there's a movie with Selma Hayek, but I'm going to get the name of the movie wrong, so I don't want to say it and blow it.
Right.
Right?
But, you know, if you last another round, it might come to you if one of us don't say it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But can I go to Brandy, and then if it comes back to me, I can answer for my own self?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, your lifeline you can just use once, but you can use it any time.
Maybe my brain will bounce back. Okay,
yeah,
Brandy.
Exactly. I like where your head is at.
Thank you.
Brandy?
Let's go Serendipity.
She's saying Serendipity, the great romantic comedy that people love for some reason with Kate Beckinsale.
You like it?
Okay. Yeah, people love it.
It's a banger.
You're a rom-com guy.
It's two hours of Joe Cusack and Kate Beckinsale not connecting.
Oh, Beckinsale.
It's like a dream I don't want to have. I'm just like talking to the Thai salesman about trying to find this woman. And the Thai salesman's so unhelpful. The great Eugene Levy. That's right. All right. I could talk about that one all day. Holy shit, I just saw Serenity. Do not accidentally rent this instead of Serendipity. Serenity is Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
Not two days.
Did you see it,
Serenity.
Amy? Tell us about it.
It
It's not good.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's a movie. It's one of those twist movies. But when it takes forever for the twist to happen, then when it does, it's not convincing. And then they continue to try to convince. The twist keeps happening. Like, they keep making sure that you're up to date with what's going on. It's really Serenity. Serenity.
Which Muppet would you cast as Matthew McConaughey in Serenity?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably... Big Bird.
All right. It's not a good Big Bird. Also a bad McConaughey.
It's a pretty good McConaughey.
But I had to get it out there.
I keep getting older, but the chicks stay the same age. I've never tried to do a Big Bird impression. That's a tough
smart,
one.
I guess.
Rest in peace, right? The lady, yeah. Guy, man,
guy.
Person. Carol Spinney. Okay. Who are we on? Whose turn is it?
Sure.
I'm going to have Sarah? To ask Steve for help.
Steve, what do you got for Sarah?
Sausage party.
Okay, that is a rude thing to yell out.
He's a fun girl.
To a nice lady. Yeah, right. As soon as you find it, as soon as they know you're a fun girl, they can yell out sausage party. Come on, aren't you fun? All right, so you want to go with sausage party?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, she thinks that that's a good answer.
Selma's in it.
Yeah, she's like a taco, right?
Yeah, something.
Oh, my God.
That's racist.
Let's stop talking about it.
Don't talk about it.
We're gonna get canceled. Just try to cancel my podcast. I dare you. All right. So where are we at, Amy?
I'm gonna go with Beatrice at dinner.
Oh, look at you!
Wow, good job.
Wow.
I know some movies.
That's a really good pull.
Doug.
That's a good pull.
I know some movies. Doug.
Mm-hmm. Dog?
Yeah.
You got it too.
Dog.
Kind of sounds like Dracula a little bit. Bug.
A gentleman by the name of Joe Lynch has been a guest on this show a few times, and he's a director of a movie that Salma Hayek is the star of called Everly.
Okay.
Yeah. It's... definitely check it out on whatever. It's Selma Hayek trapped in a room with a lot of weapons, and people keep coming in trying to kill her. Yeah, that's pretty much the whole movie. So I know you're in. She also doesn't have much clothes on. And she takes bullets well.
She's a fun girl.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Fun girl. That'd be fun. That'd be good for a personal ad. I'm a fun girl. I take bullets well. All right. Bree, it's back to you.
Okay, here's where I take a swing, baby. I'm going to say the film Zorro.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, first of all.
Yeah.
We like full titles, exact titles.
Zorro.
That movie had more words.
The Gay Blade.
No, that's a...
That's the parody movie.
That's a really old one.
What was the actual one?
That was the old
Zorro,
one.
Zorro, the festive blade. Zorro is a sword fighter.
I think...
Oh, I wish it was called Zorro is a sword fighter.
I think don't start with
Z
Zorro.
Z is for sword fighter.
Z is for Zorro.
No,
Z
it's
is
called,
for Selma
it's called
Hayek.
Zorro. Yeah, there you go.
Mask of Zorro.
Mask of Zorro.
Don't do that, Fullerton.
Come on, Fullerton. You know that's not how this works.
Way to regulate.
I like to refer to everybody in the audience by where they live. I like it. Okay, so what just happened? You got disqualified or something?
Was right. Selma Hayek in the
She's out.
Mask
no,
of Zorro?
Okay, that's, right. What's her name? Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yeah. Selma Hayek did not give Michael Douglas throat cancer.
Oh,
I have a joke about that.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Can it work right now?
No.
It's ruined.
My 5-minute cancer bit? No, I can't do it.
Oh, you can't do the whole thing? Okay.
Oh.
Anyway.
You guys will love it.
Buy the album.
Yeah, how can people check it out? This is a nice way to like link it up.
Come see me live.
Oh, okay.
It's not recorded anywhere yet.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll do your plugs at the end here. So what did you end up saying?
I said nothing accurate, so Sarah's up.
Oh, okay,
all right.
Sarah.
I believe Kate Beckinsale is in the movie Click.
With Adam Sandler.
Sandler.
Okay, yeah,
Sarah.
I like it.
Sarah knows
that movie's so sad. I know about Click. Sob story, dude.
You did it. Helped me to remember something too. So thank you for that.
Something clicked.
Amy, yeah, something totally clicked.
Okay, I'm worried I have
Christopher Walken's in Click.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, turn it on.
Adam Sandler.
It's a remote.
This is good.
I feel like I should use my lifeline because I'm worried I have right director, wrong movie. Or
oh,
maybe
yeah.
Both are wrong.
That could be it. Might as well use your lifeline.
I want to try it.
Stick around. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say From Dusk Till Dawn.
That's correct.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yes!
She's sexy snake dancing vampire lady.
So sexy snake dancing vampire lady.
Yeah, it's impressive. But she puts her foot in Tarantino's mouth, so I do not care for that part.
But he did.
Yeah, he loved it. Oh my god!
And they were on a plane. That was the weirdest part.
He was so happy. Okay, so it's on me now, and I'm gonna say this is fun. Grown-Ups 2.
Who's in that?
Selma Hayek.
Oh.
Yeah, she's married to one of those guys.
No one applauds for Grown-Ups 2.
She's married to Chris Rock in it. Huh. No Rob Schneider. No David Spade. No Adam Sandler. No Kevin James. There, that's all the guys. She's married to one of them.
Those grown-ups sure blend together.
Yeah, right. Sarah, it's back to you.
I have nothing.
Really? I just said Grown-Ups 2. And before that, somebody said Click.
I said Click.
Oh, okay.
I'm still riding off that high.
Wait, how'd it get back to you so fast after Click?
Just breeze out.
'Cause I'm out.
But what did Amy say?
I said From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't write it down.
I don't know anything else.
Okay.
I mean,
you did a great job.
Thank
you.
Really, fun like, girl.
Like, you hung in there and, like, came close to winning it. Because Amy doesn't have a lot more. I don't have a lot
that
more.
Click.
What else have you got, Amy?
I have a lifeline.
Okay.
And her name is Natalie.
Natalie. Yeah, grown-ups.
Fuck, that's what you should have said. Can I say grown-ups and not go to Natalie yet?
No, you can't. Because I was sitting here really, I was really teeing up the grown-ups one by saying grown-ups two over and over again.
I know that part.
Oh.
I know how the game happens. He was going to let me keep it.
No, she can't have it.
Okay, grown-ups.
I mean,
one.
You're still in for that, but now you got to come up with another one. If I could think of another one,
okay.
I might be done. If it weren't for the fact that Kate Beckinsale was in Underworld.
Oh.
Yeah, which probably had more words in the title, but I don't know. Anything else, Amy? Any final words? Oh, what was that one she was in? Oh, yeah, I remember.
I think I'm out.
She was in Cold Comfort Farm. Remember that?
No. But I still win, right?
British shit. Amy's our winner!
Yay! Perfect.
That was a good one.
What other ones did we miss?
Pearl Harbor.
Desperado
was the
Desperado.
I thought she wasn't in Desperado.
The Hummingbird Project. That's
what
real
else?
Recent.
What about Kate Beckinsale?
All the Underworld movies.
All About My Mother. Oh, the Almodovar movie.
Yeah, they have different names.
Oh.
Rise of the Lycan. Mino Lycan. Yeah, so she's in a bunch of those. And then what else?
Oh, Volver. I just thought of one.
Oh, yeah.
Once Upon a Time in what?
No, that's
Mexico.
Penelope Cruz.
Is it Penelope Cruz or is it Selma Hayek? All right.
Blow?
That's Penelope
Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, I love to gather together a bunch of white people and guess at different ethnic groups' acting roles. It's always fun. On the last show, one of the names was Angela Bassett, and everyone was too scared to say anything because they didn't want to. People think they're racist for saying Alfred Woodard movies. Exactly. And I was like, okay, I guess that's not that racist, really. It's more like just you're dumb. I'm just a dumb person. But yeah, let's give away those prizes to Natalie.
Where is she at?
How far away is Natalie? How
She's
far
in the
do you have to go
Fullerton.
For that? Oh, okay.
She's about to have some satin hands.
Yeah, but come in.
Oh, your hands are going to be soft.
Come down and get your stuff if you don't mind. There she is. Okay. I'll pass it on over to you. There's like too much stuff to all fit in the bag, so congratulations on that.
Good job, Natalie.
And do you want your
beautiful poster?
Throw your name tag back. There you go.
Will you tweet at me how soft your hands are in a month? Okay.
Yeah, keep her posted on that. On the soft hands thing. Make sure you tag me in that too.
A new Instagram account, Natalie's Hands.
Oh, that's Natalie's a good hands. Hashtag for this episode, Natalie's Hands. Probably get some real pervs checking that out.
Natalie's Hands.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hand man.
Hey, that's my wife.
My wife. All right. Amy, what do you got to plug?
Go to my website, amymillercomedy.com, because I revamped it and all my dates are up there, and I'm going all over the place. Cincinnati, Detroit, Seattle, Spokane. Buy the ones I'm headlining, buy tickets in advance. I mean, the other ones too, but, you know, especially if I'm headlining, you got to get those tickets.
But you're only doing one or the other in any given town, right?
Only featuring or headlining.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Wherever you live, if Amy's there, whatever she's doing, come to the show.
Yeah. It's going to be 30 minutes
It'll
or
either
an
be
hour.
Her amazing act or her opening for somebody even
the
better than
buyer.
Her.
Oh.
All right. Sarah Weinshank, what do you got to plug?
Sarah Weinshank, just follow me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. Check out my podcast, Shank. And check out my Comedy Central series, Shanks for Smoking. That's it.
Yeah. Who was the first guest on Shanks for Smoking? Like the first guest ever?
The first guest ever was Doug
Benson. I'm so proud.
Yes.
And Bree Pruitt, what do you got to plug?
You can see me every Friday in Los Angeles at a show called Faded. And then I have, Faded fans in the house. I also have a monthly tarot card and cannabis-themed comedy show called High Priestess. That's
we
also
like that.
In Los Angeles. I'll also be in Canada for the first time at the end of February at the Kitchener-Waterloo Comedy Festival. Come fuck with me, please.
Yay.
Well, that's an invitation right there. Yeah, I get an e-vite every once in a while. Somebody like just wants me to come fuck with them. And I always just put maybe.
Can't go.
Can't commit. I can't commit. I don't know if I'm in the mood to fuck with them on that particular occasion. Doug Loves Movies comes back to LOL Comedy in San Antonio on Saturday, February 1st at 4:20. Another one of your all-time favorites is going to be there for that one. Who would you guess that's going to be, Amy?
What town is it in?
San Antonio.
Jeff Tate?
Hey. Too bad that wasn't the game today.
Was
you,
it Jeff?
You would have won, maybe.
Tate.
You
Tate,
know how I
Tate,
am.
Tate.
I don't want to get... Don't. Let's just not have the Tate Chan on the shows that he's not on. But get ready, LOL, wink.
You didn't even wink.
I didn't laugh out loud either. Thank you to the Brea Improv for having us down here today. Thank you to everyone in the audience for... Was this special earlier time? Did that work out for everybody? Was that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're done in time to catch the rest of whatever football game is going on right now? Yeah, you don't give a shit about that? No? Okay, cool. All right. Well, you know, if the good old Brea Improv will let me do it again, I'll come back down here and do it again sometime soon. Yeah. Super duper fun. One more time for all of my guests, Bree Pruitt, Sarah Weinshank, Amy Miller. I'm remembering now that I didn't tell the sound dude here at the club the ending cue for the music at the end. So I'm just going to say, play the music at the end of this next sentence. As always, positive energy.
Yeah. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him